This is Gene Montrostelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And the truth is, failure just isn't any fun. We don't feel like putting forth effort and not having it work out. We don't like feeling inadequate. We don't like feeling incomplete. And the simple fact that failure is no fun is a real demotivator for taking action because it's always a possibility. So today, we're just going to tap on this idea of dealing with the fact that failure is no fun. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. I recognize the fact that failure is no fun. It's no fun for things not to work out. It's no fun to feel inadequate. It's no fun to feel like I've wasted energy. It's no fun to feel like I've wasted effort. It's no fun to feel like I've wasted time. But I recognize the fact that all of the progress I've ever had in my life, every action I've ever taken, had the possibility of failure on the other side. And so it was a little bit of a risk. It was a little bit of a gamble. But for all of the success that I have had, it has been worth it to risk failure. It has been worth it to risk things not working out. Failure stinks, but staying stuck where I am stinks more. Failure can be painful, but not moving forward is more painful. Just because failure is a possibility does not mean failure is a probability. Just because failure might happen doesn't mean failure will happen. I give myself permission to acknowledge failure for what it is. Something that really stinks. Something that is no fun. But failure isn't the end of the story. And failure isn't what I always experience. My failures are just more memorable. Like when I walk down steps. I don't remember all my successful trips. Moving effortlessly down the steps. I only remember the times I fell. This is no different. My fear of failure is a disproportionate memory of how much failure there is. Even though failure stinks, even though failure is painful, success is on the other side. Success is coming to me.